Hi, this is Mary Kane of OnlyByPrayer.com, and this is I Here, short podcast to bring the sacred into your everyday. Today we are talking about traveling light. I'm going to read you a verse from Mark 6:8. He commanded them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts. So with that verse in mind, we're going to take a moment to pray. Dear Father, I thank you so much that we get to be a part of your kingdom work and that you want to send us out, Lord Jesus, to take your kingdom to this world. So I pray you would open our heart to your word, Lord, and help us, Lord Jesus, to remember to travel light. Amen. Well, a few years ago, we left our youngest son at a bus station in South Bend, Indiana. I looked at him as he was sitting there waiting for the bus. He was very confident and peaceful. I certainly was not. We watched him as he climbed aboard the bus heading west. He was traveling out to Yellowstone. He had been hired by Christian Ministries to national parks, and our son would be gone for the whole summer serving tourists and locals by leading worship and Bible study meetings. He was going to Yellowstone with nothing but a backpack and a guitar. He was traveling light. What freedom. He had so much freedom to serve Christ. So we need to ask ourselves, what ties us down? What keeps us from really serving others and following Christ, from traveling light? We like to sing about it and talk about it, but do we really do it? Do we really follow Jesus and serve others? To be honest, I'm usually very enthusiastic about following Jesus and serving others until it costs me something. I'll give as long as I have enough money to eat my delicious organic food, or I'll sacrifice as long as I can still get my hair done this month, or I'll serve as long as I can still get my massage this week. And this comes down to money, pride, and selfishness. And these attitudes, they really tie me down. They hold me back, and they pull me under. This is traveling heavy. To be painfully honest, the idea of going out to the bush and not being able to do my hair and makeup for 3 weeks is really hard. But just think, I could leave a whole suitcase of stuff behind if I didn't have to take my flat iron, my curling iron, and shampoo, and 4 different kinds of face cream and toner. This list gets longer and heavier as I get older. I think I really need to lighten up. Now Jesus, He wants to send us out. In our Bible verse above, He told His disciples that they would be traveling light. As a matter of fact, they could only take one thing. And our verse says they could only take a staff. No organic food, no bags, no money, no makeup, just a staff? Now my traveling plan is all about stuff. But God's traveling plan, it's just about taking the staff. So staff versus stuff. Why? Why would God say this? Well, it's so we can focus on the mission. A bunch of stuff gets away of the mission. The more you own, the more it owns you. More stuff requires more energy. Now a staff, on the other hand, a staff is a walking stick that helps travelers hike faster, safer, and more efficiently. In the Bible, staffs were used by shepherds and kings, and they represent authority and guidance. Ooh, that sounds like the Bible, doesn't it? The Bible, our staff. So let's get rid of some stuff and pick up our staff and take the gospel to the world. Now we have a few action points here. We need to ask ourselves some questions. Question 1. What is weighing you down and getting in the way of sharing God's message with the world? Is it your appearance? Maybe you could try going without makeup for one day. Is it coffee? Commit to drinking only water. What about shopping? Try going 1 day, 1 week, 1 month without spending anything except for groceries and bills. 2, find a way to reach out to somebody else today and share the truth of the gospel. Be available. Ask God to show you how to serve today. 3, is there a habit or attitude or activity or relationship that's weighing you down? What step can you take today to begin traveling light? And finally, pray. And ask God to show you to what you need to let go of, so you can begin to travel light. Thanks for joining me today.